Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I so look forward to this time that we can share together every day. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And if at any time you're not able to catch it on air, there's always the possibility of going to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you may listen there. We have been sharing this week on deeper spiritual truths. In other words, how open doors to have a closer, a deeper, a more fruitful relationship with our Lord. That's what God desires. That's why He created man in the first place. This was His plan. He made man in His own image, and He desired fellowship with Him. And that's exactly why He created a helpmeet for Eve, and there was perfection in the garden of Eden when the Lord would come down and in the cool of the day and walk and talk with them. And so God wants communion with us, and there are ways that we can experience that through some of the ways that are mentioned in the Word. And I've been sharing four doors thus far this week on how we can have a deeper spiritual life. There's the door of promise, the door of prayer, the door of faith, and yesterday we looked at the door of communion, that communion with the Lord. And that is, that pertinent scripture was, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Those are the words of Jesus found in John the 15th chapter, verse 7. And so as we truly abide in our fellowship with the Lord, we will grow into His likeness, and thereby we can, as we grow more and more like Him, we'll understand His ways, His thoughts, and we will be able to be in a condition that we can receive more and more from the Lord, because those His words are abiding in us. If ye abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. That's open-ended. There are no restrictions on that, and it shall be done unto you. So let's now look at the fifth door I'd like to share with you, which is the door of self-denial. Now, that doesn't sound like a very exciting door to open. You'd rather go some other way. None of us like to deny ourselves, but for those who have learned what it means to do that in various ways, that we can readily say it really is a door open of blessing. Jesus said very clearly in Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 29 and 30, He said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting." Beloved, there's a world to come, and what we do in this life really matters. And what Jesus is saying here, He knows the sacrifices that a willing heart makes. If there is leaving of house or parents, it's talking about physical things, it's talking about relationship for the kingdom of God's sake. In other words, not for some that is specifically, and of course, who comes to mind, especially missionaries, but we can be missionaries right in our own neighborhood. Because if you will listen to God, there is a self-denial. There are you do things you don't want to do at that time. You know, you could be weary, you could be tired, it may not be convenient, but it's a laying aside of our own will. It's just like Jesus. I didn't come to do my own will. He came as a servant, but he came to do the will of his Father, and that's what we are to do. So if we sacrifice for him, not only will we receive eternal life, but he said manifold more in this present time. So in this life, and those who have walked with the Lord in a long time can surely and emphatically and enthusiastically say yes. So self-denial for the kingdom of God leads into the sphere of not only increased spirituality, but increased possessions, even in natural and temporal ways, both in time, that's what Jesus was saying, our present time, and in eternity. Love of the world and selfish pleasures, comfort and ease, which is what the world is seeking, they have the potential to hinder many of God's children from enjoying a deeper spiritual life and the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. That's what Jesus was rebuking the Laodicean church for. They're rich and increased with goods. They didn't have need of anything. They thought they were just fine, but that was not the Lord's estimation of them. Now, I'd like to share a scripture found in Matthew the 6th chapter, verse 16. And this is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus addresses many important things in terms of the Christian walk. But in verse 16, he says, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast." In other words, they want to broadcast the fact that they're denying themselves. They are in a period of fasting for God, and that you're to see that and be impressed. "Verily I say unto you, they have their reward," right? "But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face." In other words, just go about your normal life, "that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." So there are many ways of self-denial, many ways of fasting. I remember years ago I was preaching on a midweek service on the subject of fasting, as I do, because it's important. Jesus covers giving of alms. He talks about fasting. If it wasn't, some people say, well, fasting's not really important. There are also could be situations where there are physical needs that it's not possible to physically fast. There is the absolute fast, no water, no food, no more than 3 days. There is the water fast, which Jesus demonstrated, 40 days in the wilderness of just on water. One could not, unless you were supernaturally sustained, could not exist 40 days without water. And then also there is the Daniel fast. He had vegetables, remember? And people can juice fast. Or you can also fast television or some pleasant activity. It's the principle of self-denial. I remember when I was preaching, as I brought up, there was a young man who said, "Well, I can't do that." You know, and I unfortunately tried to persuade him that yes, he could, in the capacity that God has allowed him to. And it could be some, you know, natural thing. It doesn't have to be food or drink. So we have to be willing to put the things of God first. Remember Jesus said, as I read that first scripture, he said, when you fast. 1 Timothy 4:8, let me share another scripture. "For bodily exercise," which is a good thing, we know, "profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promises of the life that now is and of that which is to come." You know how frequently it's not only the present life, but the life to come. The Amplified says, "For a physical training is of some value, useful for little," there's nothing wrong with it, "but godliness, spiritual training, such as fasting, giving alms, is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promises for the present life and also for the life to come." So why should we be afraid to prove the profitableness of godliness, right? So there is the door of self-denial. However God would speak to your heart, that's the important thing. Maybe fasting television, for example, for a period of time, because your purpose is self-denial so that you could focus more on the Lord. And many times, and God has given me a ministry of fasting over the years. I've gone on many, I don't even know how many, extended fasts. And sometimes the fast, fasting is fasting, but it's in my experience, it was after the fast that there was just wonderful blessings that seemed to overflow physically and mentally and spiritually. All right, so let's move on now to the door number 6, which is the door of invitation. That door is always open. Jesus said in John 7:37, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Now, this doesn't only refer to sinners, but also to you and me, those of us who are thirsty, the thirsty saints as well. Jesus said, "Come to me and drink." He doesn't say, "Well, you'll have to wait a while and see if I'll do that." He wants to fill that desire. He's a merciful, loving God. And as we are in the end times, as the day of his appearing draws nearer, the desire on the part of God's people for a holier and more useful life is being intensified. That's what the Holy Spirit's doing. And this cry of Jesus, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink," he cried out that on the last day of the feast. And of course, it's really tailored for these last days. "Come to me, believe on me, and out of you shall flow rivers of living water." Not only shall we be filled, and with that filling comes satisfaction, but we shall have more than enough running over. Psalm 23:5 says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my cup, my head with oil, my cup runneth over." And Proverbs 18:4, "The words of a man's mouth are as a deep water, as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook." Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and tomorrow, with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message, and we'll be looking at the door of obedience. So I pray that you'll be able to join me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.